You're listening to SBS News.
NATO says it's seen no concrete sign of a reduction in Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is preparing for the worst.
We do not see any sign of de-escalation on the ground. No withdrawals of troops or equipment. This may, of course, change. However, what we see today is that Russia maintains a massive invasion force ready to attack.
NATO defence ministers meeting in Brussels have decided to develop plans to further enhance deterrence and defence operations in Europe. Mr. Stoltenberg says military commanders will work on the details and report back within weeks.
Moscow has made it clear that it is prepared to contest the fundamental principles that have underpinned our security for decades, and to do so by using force. I regret to say that this is the new normal in Europe. Therefore, today, ministers decided to develop options for further strengthen NATO's deterrence and defence, including to consider establishing new NATO battlegroups in Central and Eastern and Southeastern Europe.
Russia's envoy to the European Union insists Russian troops are withdrawing from the Ukrainian border. Vladimir Chisov has mocked Western warnings about an imminent invasion as paranoia and madness.
I sometimes have a feeling that NATO and US and NATO intelligence are working as semiconductors. They see what is happening if there is an increase of military presence, sometimes overbloating it. But they fail to see when troops and military equipment is moving out.
The United States estimates Russia has amassed 150,000 troops east, north and south of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the threat from Russia remains strong.
You know, what Russia says and there's what Russia does, and we're watching very closely what steps they're taking, but they remain amassed in a threatening way at the border.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says the nation is ready to defend if and when an attack occurs.
We are not scared by any scenario. We are not scared of anyone, of any enemies. We are not afraid of any dates. We will defend ourselves, whether on February 16, February 17, March, April, September, December. Days and months are not important.
Other European countries are also watching Russian troop movements. Germany's announced it's sending additional personnel to eastern Ukraine to assist with monitoring. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.